scary and kind of depressing, and more than a little infuriating. Listeners who find the recitation of the tangled name of front companies and so forth should be aware that those networks were set up precisely to be opaque and not transparent. The whole idea was basically the execution of a nuclear covert operation. So if some of that sounds complicated, undecipherable, that's what it's supposed to be. When I've got the description for the Record 524 up on the web, you'll be able to read about it, so you can piece that together. Or I would recommend go out and get a copy of Prelude to Terror by Joseph J. Trento, a really important book. It'll be particularly resonant with long-time listeners to my work, people going back to the old One Step Beyond and RFA era of the 1980s will recognize the many, many, many discussions of the Edwin Wilson, Theodore Shackley, Thomas Klein's network, and their various Cuban associates, the Villaverde brothers, Rafael Chichi Quintero, and others. That is the network talked about here. And if indeed there is a smoking gun that's a mushroom cloud, as Condi Rice was talking about, unfortunately, this network, the Safari Club, one of the principal elements in the underground Reich Fifth Column network I've spoken about so often, will be a key element in its formation. One of the things that I want to underscore here is that one should not oversimplify intelligence matters. The whole issue of undercover agents, double agents, triple agents is a complicated one. Basically, intelligence, espionage, is the art of deception. And often, who's zooming who is not the easiest thing to figure out. Often, a lot of the most skilled intelligence operatives are sociopaths of one type or another. One of the things that makes them so good at deception is basically they have no real loyalties except to themselves. Sometimes they can very effectively deceive their employer, and sometimes they switch sides. If they see the winds blowing in a different direction politically and or economically, they decide to basically go with the apparent winner. And one of the mistakes that this country has made, or at least those elements that keep that are intent on preserving democracy, is they basically have trusted, they backed the wrong horse, so to speak. I have not got the article in front of me, but at some point in the future I will be discussing the fact that due to the enormous increase in oil prices, the Saudis are going to be increasing dramatically their purchases in foreign countries, not only the United States, but elsewhere in the United States, and they have already purchased a company called OSAN, O-S-A-N, that is one of the principal companies involved with counting the votes assembled by the Republican-controlled voting machine companies such as ESNS and Diebold. So the residua of this Safari Club are going to be increasingly involved in counting what are left of a sincerely, quote, democratic, unquote, voting in the United States, that with a small d. Now, if some of the things that I talk about on this, or you've heard on this broadcast, seem difficult to comprehend, if the approach is too pedantic, well, in addition to getting a hold of the book Prelude to Terror by Joseph J. Trento, which I recommend, I don't get any money from that, by the way, there will be a detailed article-length description of For the Record 524 in the For the Record section of the Spitfire website within a week or two of the airing of this broadcast. Those descriptions are long, article-length pieces of work, and that's done basically so the admittedly pedantic format of this program can become a little more accessible to listeners. Also, please get in the habit of using those descriptions, emailing them to others. There is a listener back east who is turning the descriptions into a blog spot. WFMU, the heroic sister station WFMU, is archiving the For the Record programs on Real Audio. The entire series is available on Real Audio. The last 250-plus shows are on streaming Real Audio at www.wfmu.org/Dave Emery. Older programs are available for download only. More recent shows are also available on MP3. WFMU is podcasting the For the Record shows as well, so you can have the For the Record broadcast podcast to you by WFMU. www.spitfirelist.com, the website for the CD duplication service that handles all of the work that I'm doing. There's a wealth of material there, too. In addition to the increasingly voluminous For the Record descriptions, there are descriptions of the other programs and lectures that I've done. The last several For the Record shows are available on both MP3 and real audio on the Spitfire website. That for download only. They're not streaming. There is a search function on the Spitfire website so you can search for material so that you can build up your understanding of current programs by accessing some of the references in past broadcasts. There's also a link to a website maintained by listeners in the Midwest who have compiled the declassified U.S. government documents proving the Bush family's involvement with Nazi industry before, during, and after World War II. There is also the entire Martin Bormann, Nazi in Exile book, a pivotally important and suppressed book available on both Adobe PDF and also on HTML. And last but certainly not least, there's a page to click on to support the work that I'm doing. If you don't like what you're hearing here, there's no better way to do something about it than support the work that I'm doing. This concludes Side 2 of For the Record program number 524, The Safari Club and the Islamic Bomb, being recorded on August 28th of the year 2005. My name's Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.
Well, thanks as usual, Dave. Thanks for the news. Something different about Dave today. I don't know what it is. I think it was soap. Soap! Yeah, soap. Bad at Dave Emery. Everything's one big conspiracy. It's all traceable, you know, to one source, one sinister source. And that is, Brian Turner is responsible for all the evil that goes on in the world. But anyway, this is WFMU, East Orange. WXHD, Mount Hope. And today is a special show. Because it's Christmas, I brought along my lady friend, Blossom Moskowitz. She's here. Blossom, do you want to say hi? Do you want to wait? Yes. Go right ahead. Engineer, just put up her microphone. I'm going to cue up the first 78 that she's going to play the music today. All right, yes. That's a good one. Yes. So, Blossom, that Dave Emery fellow, he said, you know, he seems like he's so dreary. Everything's wrong with the world, you know.
He's a lefty pinko camo from Brooklyn, where I'm from.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? You ever want to see a smile on his face? You know what makes him real happy?
What?
A sack of donuts. You'll just give him a sack of donuts and you'll see him walk away with a big smile on his face. Yes.
The crumb. The crumb.
So, Blossom Moskowitz has brought along 78. You know, in years past, I spent a lot of money buying her presents. She's my lady friend. And this year I thought I'd give her something really special. And it wouldn't cost me a nickel. I brought her down here to do the radio show. So, she does all the work. She pushed the shopping cart with the 78s. Besides, I've got the sore throat. I've got the boogie-woogie flu.
Oh, don't make it sound like you're giving me a shot at stardom or something. I've been down that primrose path with you, Courtney Tiedison.
Yeah, I love her. Okay, whatever you said, baby. Anyway, so do we have a 78 here?
I do, indeed. I've got a few 10 inches up my sleeve.
Oh, do tell. I got one up, too. I got one up here. This is called a sleeve, too, you know. Anyway, sorry.
Give it a rest, Courtney.
It's a holiday.
I've got something very special here. It's from one of my old directors from back in Broadway.
Okay, should I drop the needle?
You drop the needle.
Okay, here we go. This is WFMU, Old Codger Show. All the music programmed by Blossom Moskowitz today.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Burnside.
Glad to see you all looking so bright and happy. All those who haven't had breakfast will have to wait now until they have lunch. How many absent, Mr. Stewart? Only one? Ah, Cleopatra Cassidy again. Wonder what the excuse will be this time. I suppose she's had a fire in her house and she's waiting for the engines to arrive. Ah, here she is now. Good morning, Cleopatra. What's the trouble this time? Subway tied up again? No? Well, what's happened? You're 15 minutes late and everybody here's waiting for you. What's that?
Had some trouble with my motor again.
Well, you'll have some trouble with your salary again at the end of the week. Now come along, everybody, and let's get this rehearsal started. Stop talking, girls. This isn't a suffragette meeting. We'll begin with a chin-chin number.
Oh, I hate that chin-chin.
Silence! I said chin-chin, not talk-talk. Why don't you pay attention, Mabel? Where do you think you are, in Central Park? Watch your step now, watch your step. Agnes McCarty, if Mr. Dillingham puts you in the next show, I won't rehearse it. Now stop, look, and listen, all of you. The singing last night was awful. You must pay more attention to the musical director. All except you, Agnes. You're paying too much attention to him. If you don't stop it, I'll call his wife's attention to you. Now, girls, you must be more careful during the performance. The show is simply going to pieces. And why? I ask you why. Because of the way you're going through it. And you must stop talking off the stage. Poor Mr. Stewart has lost his voice, asking you to keep quiet. You needn't cry, Miss Mineola. He hasn't lost it for good. You'll hear from him before the day is over, so don't worry. Now, girls, for the love of the Hippodrome, do be more careful in these musical numbers. And sing. For goodness sake, sing. If you're saving your voices for grand opera, take my advice and don't. Another thing, you must stop this solo work in the ballet. You've been taught to do the same steps in unison, and that is the effect. Everybody doing the same step at the same time. So remember that. You particularly, Miss Diamond. You can put that solo stuff you were doing last night in the March of the States in the new show that they're going to do at the stadium next summer, called A Piece of Cheese. That'll make it a strong show. Now cheer up and get together, all of you. Remember that you're just as important in the Hippodrome show as the principal, even if they don't think so. Let your motto be Hip Hip Hooray for the Hippodrome and CBD. Here endeth Lecture 666. Goodbye, girls. I'm through. Now, Mr. Hubble, it's up to you. You'd better let them rehearse the Ladder of Roses and see if they can do it better than they did last night.
Just for ornament, my dear. For
right upon my little Irish rose. Come to your nabob, and on next Patrick Day, be mistress mumbo jumbo jigibub dear, oh dear.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Darling, I simply must go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Very well, darling, I'll stay. You twisted my arm.
And hoping that you drop in.
I said I'd stay.
I'll hold your hands there just like ice.
Well, don't make a federal case out of it, darling. I'll stay.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
Who's in a hurry? I'm not going out in this blizzard.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
I'd like to listen to it if you'd stop talking.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Who's hurrying? I'm gonna stay here in front of the fire.
Put some records on while I pour.
Hand him a drink, darling.
Baby, you'd freeze out there.
I believe you. You've convinced me.
Well, it's up to your knees out there.
I'm spending the night right here in front of this fireplace.
You are? Your eyes are like starlight now.
Stop talking about my eyes. My feet are freezing.
How can you do this thing to me?
I'm not going out there and put the car in the garage.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
And go and see if the children are covered.
If you caught pneumonia and died.
And warm up my side of the bed.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside.
Honestly, sometimes I think I should never have married you in the first place.
Baby, it's cold
outside. Oh, God, that is a very rare transcription disc, eh, Blossom?
Well, it was. You know, there was my good friend Tallulah Bankhead. And she was doing a little something there with Jack Carson. It was from that movie Neptune's Daughter. Remember that?
You took me to that many years ago.
Yeah, there's a lady with the bathing suit, Esther Williams. She was in there, too. Anyway, Tallulah, dear friend, hit the bottle a little too hard.
Just like we're doing. Oh. It is Christmas, you know.
Yes.
I said we got a little liquid refreshment here. I got some old Sly Weasel bourbon.
Well, he might be stingy on a lot of fronts, Courtney, but when it comes to the hooch, woo-hoo.
Yes.
And then we heard here a very, very dear old girlfriend of mine, Blanche Ring. Blanche introduced the song, I've Got Rings on My Fingers, Bells on My Toes. And you seem to be a little familiar with that.
When was that? It was like 1908, wasn't it?
Actually, it was 1915.
Yeah, it seems like only yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then at the top, it was one of my old directors from the Hippodrome. The Hippodrome, Ray Burnside, giving directions to the Corrine Cuties on how to do a better show.
Well, say hello to Ray next time you see him.
I will. You know, I heard he took up with Molly Shimkovitz, though. You know, and ever since then, nobody's been talking to him.
I know, Molly.
Yeah.
I don't understand her at all.
Her goddess were always down during dress rehearsals. Anyway.
She just blathers.
Yeah, she just blathers.
Yeah.
So, Courtney, I brought a few more 78s for you, and, you know... I know you've got a pretty good collection yourself, but I've been socking them away. And dear friend of ours, you remember Wingy Minone?
Wingy, sure, Wingy Minone and his orchestra.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
And now, you know, Wingy had you heard about it. He had a tragic, tragic accident.
Very sad, very sad.
Down in New Orleans, got hit by a streetcar, ripped his arm off. And from then on out, he had to wear a prosthesis, but it didn't stop him from becoming an all-star trumpet player and quite a personality to boot.
So you got the 78 by him?
I do. As a matter of fact, it's called The Broken Record.
Well, shall we play it?
Play it.
Okay, just remember, no Christmas music today. There's no Christmas message in this song. Is there any secret message backwards or something?
No, are you kidding? I wouldn't bring any good cheer for you, Courtney.
Okay, here's some Wingy Manon, courtesy of Blossom Moskowitz on the Old Codger Show.
You're gorgeous tonight. That's the song I heard on the phone and play. The needle got caught on the broken half while we were playing and saying, my sweetheart, I kiss you, 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 I kiss you tonight. All at once I started to think of you, the things I wanted to say and do while we were dancing. That broken record played on and then that broken record started again. My sweetheart, I love you, 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 I love you. Oh, the tune sounds silly, I'll agree. The words sound happy, but not to me. But there's no doubt in the way I feel about you. Broken record off of there and throw it out the window.
Till you're mine. When I'm in your arms, you give my heart a treat. Everything about you is so doggone and sweet. Every time you kiss, you make my life complete. Baby doll, you know you swept me off my feet. Now's the time to tell you.
From St. Louis, you climbed the ladder of success. I've seen the town and country cars that were parked out in front of your fancy address. You came a long way from St. Louis. You broke a lot of hearts between. I've seen a lot of gloomy girls that were doing all right till you came on the scene. You blew in from the Middle West, certainly impressed the population hereabouts. But baby, I got news for you. I'm from Missouri too, so naturally I've got my doubts. You've got them dropping by the wayside, a feeling I ain't gonna know. You came a long way from St. Louis, but baby, you still got a long way to go. You blew in from the Middle West, certainly impressed the population hereabouts. But baby, I got news for you. I'm from Missouri too, so naturally I've got my doubts. You've got them dropping by the wayside, a feeling I ain't gonna know. You came a long way from St. Louis, but baby, you still got a long way to go. Came a long way from St. Louis, but baby, you still got a long way to go. You came a long way from St. Louis, but baby, you still got a long way to go.
So that everybody will know that I'm yours wherever you go, let me offer you this broadcast, do the courtesy of love. Don't forget whatever you do, I'll be there to follow you through, with a word of consolation, do the courtesy of love. Now what could there be between you and me, just to keep us apart, when I can sing the song that will bring all the words from my heart. Your desire will be my command. If you need me, I will be standing by. I made it with one heart to give, one life to live, willing to offer all, dear. I'll come to you through the courtesy of love. Yes, yes. All right, Eddie, we're on page 63 now. Second chapter. Ah, that's mellow as a
Now what could there be between you and me to keep us apart, when I can sing the song that will bring all the words from my heart? Your desire will be my command. If you need me, I will be standing by. That was a good song up till then. Where am I? Yes, willing to offer all this. I've come to you through the courtesy of love.
Man, your sly weasel slowed me down a little bit. Yeah, we're drinking some fine hooch tonight. I've got sly weasel bourbon. It's one of my favorites. It's made from distilled shellac. It's from the condensed vapors of melted, recycled 70 RPM records. And it can also be used as a furniture polish or for cleaning up your Victrola. Well, anyway, we got some music we play for you. Blossom Moskowitz, my lady friend, she used to be a Floridora girl, and she's still hot.
Oh, Courtney, if you think you're going to try and get into my corset tonight, you got another thing coming.
Yes. What did we hear that time?
Well, we heard Tempo King. You know, some people kind of thought he was like a poor man's Fats Waller, but for me, he just hits a spot every time, and that was called...
Yes, point to the spot, will you, Blossom?
It's right here. You know where the spot is, Courtney. That was called Through the Courtesy of Love. You've never really, you know, courtesy and love never really intersected in our personal affairs. But
I never used those words in the same sentence without an intervening negative.
Hmm. And we heard May Bonds. You remember May Bonds?
Yes, May.
She used to play at a lot of cabarets. You came a long way from St. Louis was the name of that one. And then Zola Taylor. Remember Zola Taylor?
Oh, got an interesting vignette about her in the back seat of a taxi cab.
Oh.
Oh, that'll wait for some other time.
Oh. Well, that was Make Love to Me. She would later go on to great success with the Platters. And at the top, it was Wingy Minone, who overcame...
One Wing Minone.
Yes, Wingy Minone. Wingy Minone. Overcame great obstacles to become one of the great jazzmen of all times.
Well, none of us have it easy.
Well, you know.
You're going to gripe just because you lose an arm?
Oh, well, Courtney, you know, hey, listen, hard times, we've been through them.
Yes, we have. And the kids...
And soft times, too.
Yeah, and these hippies nowadays, they think they got it so tough. You know, they think the planet's warming up and that it's the end of the world. Yeah, the world ended 20 times in my lifetime, and I'm still here.
Back when we were kids, you know, whether you took a shower or not, it wasn't even a choice, you know? Well, yeah, sometimes there wasn't, we didn't have plumbing back then.
Well, that wasn't until 1949 that they invented soap. Just imagine what people used to smell like. Yes, sir. Anyway, getting carried away. It's the old Sly Weasel doing the talking now. This is the old codger on WFMU, and we're playing 78s. Like that.
They're going out of style. They're going out of style. And you know, I brought a record. I brought a record by a gentleman. I don't know if you knew him, but he was someone who was really, he would have been right up your alley, Courtney. He was British. His name was Ronald Frankau, and he was on the radio, just like you. But he got away with murder. He had so many, what do you call them, double, you know, entendres.
In the music, yeah, the lyrics, huh?
I don't think they had the censors over there like they do here, you know, but I brought something by him I think that you would like.
Yeah, fortunately, there are no children listening to this program.
No, everyone that listens to this show, so at least 70.
Yep. So what we got?
Oh, well, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
7 tunes by him? Let's just play one.
Just one.
Okay.
Take your partners for a vixen trot. A young man held a young girl's hand, and everything was perfectly grand. Fountain played by an old stone chair, she led him up the garden there. And as they sat there by the font, he said, you know, dear, what I want. Of course I do, was her reply. There's nothing doing. I'll tell you why. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All good children go to heaven. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I wonder where the other ones go. Ding, dong, bell, they go to swell. The crowd of pussycats down the well. 8, 9, 10, 11. All good children go to heaven. The coal man went his usual beat. Stopped at a house in Station Street. Wode his horse, one front door. Where lived a widow he'd served before. Took a sack off the cart, in he stole. Said, Mrs. Browning, here's your coal. Last time we kissed, I went off rash. This time, sorry, but I must have cash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All good children go to heaven. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I wonder where the other ones go. A ding, dong, bell, they go to swell. A crowd of pussycats down the well. 8, 9, 10, 11. All good children go to heaven. There once was a king, bought many a wreath. All through a dragon with filthy teeth. A youth came along and the monster felled. Though he'd soft white hands and hair Marcel. You've killed our dragon, said the king. You may give my daughter a wedding ring. Can't wed your girl, said the youth with a wince, because I'm actually a fairy prince. Once a boy and a girl were wrecked on a desert isle, but they never necked, because they'd rightly understood, before one marries one must be good. They made grass jumpers out of sleeves, and other garments out of leaves. Their bodies were found when years had gone, miles apart and with trousers on. 1 to 7 in arithmetical progression. All well-behaved non-adults eventually attain to the celestial abode. On the other hand, Eeny, etc. Mo, I ask myself whither go those without sense of the difference between right and wrong. Told the Bob Major, they go to increase the feline multitude at the bottom of an artesian shaft. 8 to 11, all strictly moral adolescents will arrive at the golden gates of paradise. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All good children go to heaven. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I wonder where the other ones go. Ding, dong, bell, they go to swell. The crowd of pussycats down the well. 8, 9, 10, 11. All good children go to heaven. Heaven, all God's children got shoes.
Smell a flower, oh, that smells so sweet, until it would knock you off of your feet. If you haven't, just follow me, and you soon will see, for I know of one can't be beat. Than a rose. sweet on any flower that grows. You are sweeter than a lily. Yes, you're sweeter than a rose. And what I'm dying to know is, where did they get that seed? I mean the cedar.
Blast of an hour up and dancing on that one, cutting the rug. Get out by my head. Yeah, come on, come on. You gotta go down, Poochie. Blast and butter, Poochie, love. That's your dog, Fudgy. Fudgy, come on, Fudgy.
Fudgy, get over
Fudgy.
Here.
Come on, Fudgy, quiet down.
Oh, you know, she knows. Dogs know. Dogs know, Courtney.
I always do a little hello on the radio to Fudgy.
Always, as if it's the first time you've been chased down the block by a canine.
Yeah, Fudgy, you're getting rambunctious now.
Oh, I think so. Oh, well, you know, we just went a little Latin there because one of my old flames, Senor Luis, Miguel, Fernando, Francisco, Oh, there was a few other names in there. Anyway, that was his group. The Orquesta de la Playa is doing Los Bomberos.
Oh, that was great. My knees are not as limber as they were when I was 103.
Oh, you were just swinging me around just fine. And Victoria Spivey in there. You remember Victoria Spivey.
Yes, I do.
She had that place Spivey's. Anyway, we heard her doing Sweet Peas. And at the top, it was Ronald Frankau. Someone you should really investigate, Courtney.
I'm going to give him a call.
Yeah.
Okay, you got his number?
2.
Wow, he's older than me.
Yeah.
He's got a phone longer than me. And people know my number. They want to call me at 6. Write it down. My phone number, the same one I've had since 1892, is 6. Feel free to call me. I'm not there now.
Now, I understand.
I don't have one of those, what do you call those, cellular phones. Fudgy.
Fuzzy.
I'm going to go have to gag Fudgy here.
Yeah, I think Fuzzy might need a little, maybe Fuzzy could use a little hooch.
Oh, okay. How about some saliva here? Oh, come on, you get the saliva all over me. That's not fun.
Well, I'll tell you, maybe we should just go back to another song and I'll
You got a blanket here?
I'll bring Fuzzy out for a little walk during
that
the next record.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you got now?
What I got next here is, now this is really before 1900, so, you know, only a few people like you might remember this one. Len Spencer and Wes Ostman.
Absolutely.
Up home in the old hall tonight, the one is Len Spencer, returned to a compliment by Mr. Dashdale Oxford, for Columbia Phonograph Company in New York and Paris. Where your friends and your gals, they find it be a meeting that looks with all the towel. Where you know they give me body and they all know that you. And you got a rabbit's foot upon the keep away the hood. And when you were here, and the preaching does begin, the bed down low, the desire of the ocean. And when you get to religion, you know they shouldn't think there'll be a hot side in your town tonight. But baby, when you hear them a bell so ding-a-ling-a-ling, oh, joy loud and sing a bursting. Now as the first hound sings in the chorus all dining, there'll be a hot time in your town tonight. There'll be gals for everybody in that good, good old town. And Mr. Condolia Brown, Mr. and a beast, they keep a dress all in red. And you hug her and a kiss, and a tummy then you say, please, oh, do not let me fall. You hold mine, and I love you best of all. And you must be my man, or I'll have no man at all. There'll be a hot time in your town tonight. I'll be there. When you hear them a bell so ding-a-ling-a-ling, oh, joy loud and sweetly bursting. How as that bird and sing in the chorus all died in, there'll be a hot time in the old town tonight.
Well, folks, they got me in the market just as they got everybody else. In fact, they're not calling it the stock market any longer. It's called the stuck market. Everyone is stuck. Well, except my uncle. He got a good break. He died in September. Poor fellow had diabetes at 45. That's nothing. I had Chrysler at 110. With the way the market has been running, many a man goes down to business in a Rolls Royce and comes home in a Mack truck. If the market takes another slump, I know thousands and thousands of married men who will have to leave their sweethearts and go back to their wives. Everyone is singing the margin song from Wall Street. Sucker, come back to me. Of course, if you can dig up the margin, you're all right. If not, brother, you're gone. Nowadays, when a man walks into a hotel and requests a room on the 19th floor, the clerk asks him for sleeping or jumping. I met one chap in the lobby of a hotel the other day, and he looked quite sleepy. And so I asked him, I said, why are your eyes half shut? He answered, Eddie, I had to give up my room at 4:30 this morning. I had it on margin. You know, a lot of brokers down on Wall Street have devised a wonderful scheme. With each 5 shares of stock, they hand you a loaded gun. They don't tell you what to do with it, but you can use your own judgment. Before I quit talking, I want to give you one sure tip on the market. Go out tomorrow and buy National Casket. You can't go wrong. And by the way, have you noticed that the market is reflected even in the way women are dressing? Have you noticed how their skirts have dropped? Personally, I shouldn't worry about my stocks. I know my broker is going to carry me. Yes, sir. He and 3 other pallbearers.
Sing like these. Let's all sing like the birdies sing.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Let's all sing like the birdies sing.
Sweet, 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 sweet.
Let's all wobble like nightingales. Give your throats a treat. Take your time from the birds. Now you know all the words.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Ladies and gentlemen, a few imitations of well-known British birds. My first will be the blackbird. And the next will be, take your time one moment, the nightingale. And now the bullfinch. The linnet's calling to its young.
Man, it's all sing like the bird is sing. I remember that was a great one.
That was a wonderful one, Courtney. You used to sing that to me during our courtship. Do you remember?
Yeah, it was a big hit back then.
I
remember?
Know.
It was brand new.
Back in the 20s, I think it was, huh?
Yep.
Oh, there was Sam Brown. Sam Brown from over across the pond. Let's all sing like the birdies sing. And then we heard something very timely. Eddie Cantor with a few tips on the stock market. I should mention that I'm not too happy about the way my portfolio's been looking this past few months. And then we heard from Len Spencer and Vess Osman. That's going way back in the time machine there with a hot time in the old town tonight.
I remember that when that one was brand new also. As if it were yesterday. Maybe it was.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you've got a memory like an elephant, Courtney.
As a matter of fact, I do.
You've got a couple of things like an elephant, Courtney.
I love elephants.
Aww.
Especially when they're grilling tenderly on a cedar plank.
Oh, you're always so romantic.
Their ears are wonderful.
Yeah, they are.
You can make steaks out of those ears.
You know, Courtney, just to get serious here for a moment here, you know, I know that, people don't see the tender side of you every now. You know, it doesn't come out. But I'm thinking that maybe this would be a good time.
Fudgy's acting up again.
Well, you know what? I just have to take a moment here. I mean, and I put Fudgy in Fudgy's place. You hold things down for a moment there, Courtney.
Well, okay. This is a Christmas season. We don't give a damn if you have a good Christmas or not, whether you celebrate it or not, whether you are alone or with your family, or whether you are gorging yourself on a huge feast, or whether you are starving somewhere. We don't care. We only care if you're listening to this radio show and enjoying the fine music of the 78 RPM records, which are being programmed tonight by my lady friend, Blossom Moskowitz.
Oh, Courtney, you know, like I was saying, just for a moment here we could get serious, because people don't know that even Courtney T. Edison tries to improve himself.
I tried once. Didn't work. Didn't hold up very long.
But coming into the new year, don't you think maybe you should think about, you know, a resolution or two?
Well, it's funny you should mention it. Right here in my pocket, I've got, I wrote up some New Year's resolutions. Because I want to remember them, of course.
See, I knew you had it in you.
When you're drinking Sly Weasel bourbon, you know, sometimes you tend to forget certain things. Good thing I'm not driving tonight. You're pushing the shopping cart, right?
Oh, all the way back to Brooklyn, baby.
So, I've got five resolutions for 2008. The first one, of course, is very important. Don't die again. That's my resolution, not to die. Then, one of my same resolution as I had last year, same resolution I've had for the last 78 years, and that is change the sheets.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Your sheets
More
have
paper.
Seen hot sheets, I should say. They've seen some action.
Yes. Then my next resolution for next year is to enlarge my carbon footprint.
Oh!
Yeah, that's very fashionable nowadays, people having big carbon footprints. So mine's too small.
Well, you know, all you have to do is open your mouth and there's so much hot air that comes out.
Right, I'm going to be opening it a lot more next year. Then the next resolution is to learn to drive the WFMU management crazy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say learn to drive. Because, you know, you've never been too good on the road.
What are you talking about? I took lessons from Barney Oldfield.
Well, Barney, I mean, you know, taking lessons from Barney Oldfield, you might as well, just walk.
Then I got one more resolution. I'm going, next year, going to reintroduce the word jackanapes to contemporary vernacular. I want more people using the word jackanapes, okay?
What are jackanapes?
Something you refer to, a jackanapes. It's a person who's a fool, who's a buffoon. Like some of the hippies they got here at WFMU. The guy who's on next, Sharpie Sharpening, he's a Jack and Apes.
Oh, a Jack and Apes.
But don't tell him I said he was a Jack and Apes.
Hey, that's a 75-cent word.
I got to work with these guys once a week.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, so you got some resolutions?
I'm working on them. So far, I just, I'm going to air out my knickers.
Well, that's 2008, a good... You're going to do that on the first, or you're going to take the whole year to do it?
Well, I've put on a few in the past, 50, 60 years. Could take a minute.
Well, okay. Well, if you write some more, you could make a resolution to write more resolutions,
All right, Courtney.
So
whatever you say, Courtney.
Hey, we're running out of
time.
Yes,
Courtney.
I gave you this hour to play 78.
Yes, Courtney.
What do you got now?
I have someone who, I think you probably spent a little time with her who didn't. Miss Mae West.
You should refer to her as Miss.
She got around the block.
She. Yeah. Okay. I'll play this, okay?
Yeah. Play it, why don't you?
I'm in the mood for love.
The lady's in the mood.
Simply because you're near me. Funny, but when you're near me, I'm in the mood for love.
The lady's in the mood.
Heaven is in your eyes. Bright as the skies we're under. Oh, is it any wonder I'm in the mood for love?
She's in the mood for love.
Why stop to think of weather? This little dream might fade. We've put our hearts together. Now we are one. I'm not afraid. If there's a cloud above,
that's what the lady said.
If it should rain, we let it.
The lady says,
but for tonight, forget it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in the mood for love.
The lady's in the mood. She says, why stop to think of weather?
Why stop for anything?
This little dream might fade.
This is no time to dream.
We put our hearts together.
We put our what?
Now we are one.
That's what I thought you said.
If there's a cloud above, why let it interfere with love? If it's gonna rain, go on and let it.
Oh, let it pour.
But for tonight, forget it.
Forget everything. It's one for all and all for one. 'Cause I'm in the mood.
She's in the mood for.
Now you've been complaining much too long. You're filled with misery. Now the world ain't so sad and things ain't so bad. At least it seems that way to me. Put on your bright red tie, slick back your hair, then knock on my door and we'll go from there. Come on and get it, honey. Come on and get it, honey. Come on and get it, honey, while the getting's good. I'm here to tell you, yes, I am to say, a little love is guaranteed to chase your blues away. Come on and get it, honey. Come on and get it, honey. Come on and get it, honey. While the getting's good, good, good.
She's one hot patootie.
Yeah, that was Nellie Lutcher. You remember her brother, Joe?
Sure.
Joe and Nellie out on the West Coast.
Yep, haven't heard from them in a while. Now, you know, people out there on the radio, where other end of the radio, they're listening in. If you know any of these people that were playing their records, tell them to give us a call. You can give them my phone number. It's okay. Remember, it is 6. And what did we hear before Nellie?
Oh, that old tot, that tramp Mae West, with I'm in the mood for love. When was she not in the mood for love or whatever? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm having a little reverie right now about Mae.
Oh, God.
But it could just be the Sly Weezer bourbon. Looks like we finished the bottle, Blossom.
Oh, I thought you brought a case. Come on.
That's...
The night is young.
Yes, we're just getting started. Unfortunately, the program's over, and we... The guy up next is a jackanapes.
Oh, that, I saw him. He's a handsome little young whippersnapper.
Yeah, he's careful. His wife is with him.
Oh.
Well, the sharpie.
I never let that stop me.
Yeah, Blossom Moskowitz is my lady friend here. She's been programming the show. Maybe next year.
Courtney, thank you so much for the honor.
Maybe you can fill in for me sometime.
You know I'd love to.
I'd go out of town for a Fats Waller convention or something. You never know.
Maybe I can get a slot here.
Maybe.
Maybe, Courtney, maybe your days are numbered.
Maybe you say your prayers, because you got to deal with Brian Turner, talk about a jackanapes.
Oh.
The man who is in charge of every conspiracy in the world.
I'll work my charms on him, don't you worry.
And Merry Christmas to you all, everybody out there. Stay tuned, and this, you can do the station identification.
Oh, it's WFMU in East Orange, New Jersey, WXHD in Mount Hope, New York, that's upstate, and WFMU.org, like organization.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
best radio show ever.
Hey, who's this?
Mark.
Well, I am but a swell governor of Alabama.
Hi, it's Gerald Perlmutter.
Tom Sharpling, governor of party.
Hey, Tom, it's Purple Sir.
Hey, Tom, it's Mark Michaels.
This is Richard calling from Chicago.
What's your name?
Barrington.
Barrington. And well, what's inside the tube?
Fire. Why? Maurice Kern?
Horrifying.
Hey, Tom, it's Bruce.
Tommy!
Who's this?
Gingivitis.
Gingivitis.
Yes, they have Rick Maloney at the Wawa I go to.
What? I hate you.
It's Peter.
Hey, it's Steinberg.
Mm-hmm.
You are creepy and I'm hanging up on you. Boing.
Roger Devil.
My name is Ollie Farinacci.
I'll say it. You'll hear it. You'll do it. I'll get it. You'll learn it. I'll live with it and you'll die without it.
Smash or trash.
Derek, I'm calling from Duval.
Good day.
What's up, Tom? This is Tristan.
Hey, it's Michelle.
Yeah, Tom, this is Jim Riffle. How you doing?
When I get to do the toilet talk now.
The vaudeville of the new century.
My name is Tom Riley. I'm calling from New Zealand.
Hey, man. Right.
Ted, don't stand with that. It's a tentpole. It's a tentpole show.
Hey, this is Ted Leo.
What?
This is Petey from the future.
Hi, Tom. It's DJ Terry T.
Hey, from Knoxville.
Super caller.
It's Officer Tom.
My name is Mike Sajak.
Get off my phone. I don't care.
Hey, this is Zippy Pants, man.
I'm going to go to bed now, Father.
Hey, Tom. It's Gord.
Hey, Gord. How are you?
I was in a band in the early 90s. My name is Jerry Page.
Tom, my name is Jeffrey Ludell. It's a fat, diseased, wild orangutan, isn't it?
The disenfranchised have a home now. I'm the hero of the disenfranchised.
One, two.